And good evening, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Thanksgiving special, A Drink with Rick Thanksgiving. I'm Rick, and you know, tonight is going to be just a one-hour event. I just wanted to get online for a little bit and spend some time with you on a Thanksgiving day, because that's what we do on Thanksgiving, right? We get together with family and friends and talk about things that we're thankful for or grateful for, and just get together with great food, great wine, and just have a great time. And that's what we're doing tonight. Yeah, this is not the Saturday Night Wine stream, not the regular one. We're going to do the regular one on Saturday night. This is a special just for tonight, for Thanksgiving, November 24th, 2022. I hope you'll join me for this and sit back and relax with me on Thanksgiving. I'm sure you've had some turkey and trimmings and everything else. And now it's just time to sit back and relax, let that tryptophan kick in, and let's just enjoy some time together. It's okay if you fall asleep on me, that's okay. My wife and kids do that all the time. Sometimes I put myself to sleep. But look, if you're joining me for the first time or the 184th time, because this is the 184th episode of Drink with Rick, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. Now, normally I do have my show notes, but you know what? In my exuberance to get on the show, to get on this live stream and get to you tonight, I didn't put it together, really. I have my show notes from episode 183, last week's show. But that was a different show. Tonight, we're just going to sit back and enjoy each other's company, enjoy the wine, and let's just talk about what we're thankful for. And yes, I do have a wine to open and to taste and to review, to pair it with some food. But this isn't going to be as regimented as shows in the past in that regard. It's just going to be more of a, you know, just sit back and enjoy the wine. That's all. So, get in the chats. We are live on pretty much all the venues. I've got everything going here. We're live on the, let me pull that up for just a minute. We're live on our Facebook page, and I don't have that up right now, but I will pull it up. Yeah, I know. I was just totally unprepared. It's Thanksgiving. What can I say? And we are live everywhere. We're live on the Drink with Rick website. I can see that right here. And this is the page. I'm going to show you the page here. There we go. With the live show and the live feed going on right now. And if you're listening to the podcast later, I'm going to describe this to you. You can watch now or watch later on the Facebook page is Drink with Rick. That's the Facebook page. The YouTube channel is just type in Drink with Rick. It's a kind of a long channel URL. So just type in Drink with Rick. You'll find it. Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1, Drink with Rick and the number one. And on Twitter is at Drink with Rick. And Odyssey, don't forget Odyssey, is at Drink with Rick :7. And you know what? I've got the podcast. The podcast normally goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Eastern. And that's on Monday nights. But this episode, which is the special one-hour episode, is actually going up tonight after this show is over, sometime around 11 or about 11 p.m., 12 midnight or so, closer to 12 probably. Just depends on whenever I get done posting it. But you will be able to find it. You can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, or by email. Now, if you click on the little blue button, if you go to the Drink with Rick website and click on the little blue button that says by email, click on the email button and put your email address in the little box there. And send it off to me, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops. and no salesman will call. That's how we do it. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time if you like, but please don't. You can subscribe to me everywhere you want to subscribe, YouTube or wherever you want to do it, Twitter. You follow me on Twitter. That's fine. I'm not going to beg for subscriptions and likes. I know that the general rule is beg for subscriptions and likes everywhere you go or you're not going to grow your channel. Well, folks, sure, who doesn't want to grow their channel? But you know what? This is not about monetization. It's not about trying to get everywhere I can be. Well, it is kind of in a way because I'm on all these platforms. But really what this is about, just having a good time. I'm not as concerned about it. I mean, it's great when more people subscribe and I can grow my channel, but it's not something that really something that I think about every day. What I think about is getting online with you on a Saturday night, and in this case, Thursday night, and just opening a bottle of wine and just sitting back and having a great time with everybody. That's what I enjoy what I'm doing here. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be doing it. And I hope you enjoy sitting here with me, or standing, whatever you're doing, watching me as much as I enjoy being here with you. That's what we're doing. That's my stream of consciousness going again. All right, let me check the chats on Facebook. And it's a little bit quiet everywhere, I think, and which is okay. I'm not expecting it to be a big crowd tonight just because, look, if I had my preference, would I be sitting online watching some old ball guy drink wine and talk about stuff? Or would I rather be sitting around the Thanksgiving table with friends and family, just having a great time with them, especially if you haven't seen them in a long time? And I know exactly what I would do. Of course, I'm right here right now. But look, I had my Thanksgiving dinner a little bit early in the evening, so it's good. It's all good. So this is what we're drinking tonight. I'm going to show it to you. This is a Barkin Classic Chardonnay. Now, what happened here was I specifically went to look for this wine. And the reason I did was because I had tried out another Barkin wine, and let me show you that just a moment. I'm going to pull that up for just a minute if I still have it here. Do I still have it here? Yes, I do. This was the Pinot Noir. If you recall, we did try the Barkin Classic Pinot Noir, and this is a wine from Israel, a Pinot Noir from Israel. And I wanted to try this out and see what it was like. So I did, and I really liked it. We reviewed it on the wine stream, and I thought it was pretty good. So what I did was I went back to Total Wine, which is where I purchased this wine, and then I went and purchased this because I liked the Pinot Noir, and it was a pretty low alcohol level. So I thought, okay, this is pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and try it again. And that's what I did. That's what we have here now. And I specifically wanted to try this out. So that's what we're doing tonight. All right, so here's the back of the wine. I'm going to read the back of the label for you. It says Barkin Vineyards Classic Chardonnay. Barkin Classic Chardonnay is produced from grapes grown at the winery's vineyards in the center of Israel. The vines yield small crops and ripen early. Hand-picked in small containers, the grapes are rushed to the winery to ensure maximum quality. Oh, they're rushed to the winery. I mean, neener, neener, neener. There we go. Rushed to the winery. Fermentation is cool and unhurried, creating a wine with a vibrant nose of peaches, guavas, and pears. Okay, so fermentation is cool and unhurried, but the grapes are rushed to the winery. That part is hurried. Well-structured and balanced. Let me try that again. Well-structured and balanced, the wine lingers on the palate, refreshing with its crisp acidity. Can everyone read that there, if you have those who can see it? It is kosher for Passover. It's by BarkinWinery.co.il in Israel. And it's kosher for Passover. And there is 11.5% ABV in the 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what we're going to open up. Before we open it up, let me check the chats once more and see what's going on. Looks like everything is running smoothly. Not like the last episode where things were a little bit discombobulated. And I was having a little trouble with some of the chats and everything. Well, actually, I was having trouble with the computer. I've been having trouble with the computer for the last couple of weeks, but it seems to be working okay now. So let's pull up some information on this wine before I open it up and make sure that I have got the information I need to give to you if you're interested in getting a bottle of this wine. And of course, if it's any good, if I don't like it, then, you know. But there are some places that have kosherwine.com, empirewine.com, Wine Searcher has it. And it's a Total Wine because that's where I purchased mine. I'll tell you what I paid for it in just a minute. But let's go ahead and get to opening this bottle of wine. So here is the bottle. And I need my foil cutter, which is right here. I did not chill this wine, by the way. And once again, you don't have to, but I would say it's probably a good idea to chill the Chardonnays, the white wines. It's probably a good idea to chill them. I didn't chill this one. I chilled the one that we had for dinner today. I had a little Chardonnay, but that was a different wine. Wasn't this one. All right, so I have this open, and let me get my mechanical corkscrew, or as I call it, my decorker, and let's uncork, or as I say, decork the wine. There we go. Okay, so the wine is decorked. I have my trusty aerator right in here. There we go. Not too much displacement there. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine crystal, Irish crystal glass from Galway, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. By the way, Tommy and I did a live stream for Buy Two Way Radios yesterday afternoon, actually. And I posted on YouTube last evening. All right, so let's go ahead and, that's nice looking wine there. Let's give it a swirl, give it a little bit of a swirl, see what we've got going on here. All right, nice swirling. Nice swirling, Rick. Good job. Thank you. All right, there's the one guy clapping because he enjoys my swirling. All right, so I've got the wine here. I can smell some aromas now, but let's check the chats one more time before I get to going too deep into the wine here. And I just don't want to miss anyone. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat on YouTube. Chi says hello, and hello right back at you. My lovely wife, she's the one that actually reminded me about the about what we have to pair the wine with tonight. Let me show you that because I almost forgot to do that. This is what we have to pair the wine with. We have some turkey, not surprisingly. Chardonnay goes pretty well with turkey. So we have some dark meat and some white meat turkey over there. She gave me more white meat than dark meat, I think. I don't know what that means. It means we're probably out of dark meat because we all had it for dinner. We have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Oh, we have a sweet potato souffle, which, by the way, was made by my lovely wife, G. And we have this. Oh, what's this right here in the middle? It is a magic cake, also baked with love by my lovely wife, Chi. And I will tell you all about that in just a little bit. Okay, so we have this wine here. Let's find out a little bit more about this wine, by the way. I'm going to, I just pulled it up, and kosherwine.com, by the way, is a place where you can buy kosher wines. They have a list for $13.49, and they give it some pretty, it looks like they like it. They have a nice description on it. I'm not going to read through it, but it's actually the same description that's on the back label that I just read to you, so I'm not going to worry about that too much. And Vivino has it. Vivino gives this the 2019 version. Yes, it is. And they give it 3.4 stars out of 5 stars for 121 ratings. And so some people like it, I guess. I didn't. To be honest, I just pulled this up, so I really have not looked at any of the reviews on this wine, so I really don't know what people are saying about it. So I have no idea what the ratings mean in that respect, as far as individual tastings are concerned. But I will tell you that a Wine Searcher has it for Shoppers Wines in New Jersey for $9.99, Wine Library in Springfield, New Jersey, $9.99, Gary's Wine Marketplace, $9.99, Shoppers Vineyard, $9.99, so it's about $9.99 everywhere. Best Wine and Spirits in New York, $10.99, oh, that's going up here. Winchester Wine Warehouse in New York, $10.99, Wine Library in Springfield, New Jersey. Now, this looks like a bargain, folks. If you're anywhere in the area of Springfield, New Jersey, $5.99 a bottle? Oh, wait a minute. I see here. It's for half a bottle, 375 milliliter bottle. So the 750 milliliter bottle is $11.98. So, that's bad. That's bad. Yep, that's bad. $11.98 because we're going up in price now. All right, so. Canals Discount Liquor Mart in New Jersey, $11.99. It's a penny higher than the other place in New Jersey. Might be. No, it says excluding sales tax. I thought that these rising prices might be due to added sales taxes, but it's not. This is excluding sales tax. You've got sales tax on top of that, and I have no idea what the sales tax is up there. Union Square Wine and Spirits in New York, $11.99. Lukens Wine and Spirits in Florida is $11.99, also excluding sales tax, by the way. Maximum Beverage in Connecticut, $11.99. What else? It just kind of goes up from there. Vintage Grapes Wine and Spirits, $12.99. That's in New York. What do we have here? Wine.com in California, $12.99 or $155.88 for a case. Passion Wines in New Jersey, $13.49. Kosherwines.com, I think I mentioned that one already, $13.49. And it just keeps going up from there. What's the highest one here? Okay, the highest one that I have here is the Wine Connection in San Diego, California, $16.99. Well, I'll tell you what I paid for it. North Carolina. I've got my receipt right here. Pretty sure I have it here. Yes, I do. The Barkin Chardonnay. I paid $13.49. So that's kind of the median price here. It's a little higher than that. I guess right about now that $11.98 or $11.99 was looking like a pretty good bargain. So maybe that is a good bargain after all over there. Okay, $13.49. All right. This is what I paid for. Let's see if it's worth $15.49 at Total Wine here. I'm going to give it a toast. Let me just check the chest for just a moment here. Okay, we're good. I think we're good. Yep. Oh, wait a minute. I'm missing one. There we go. All right. Let's go back to the wine. Let me give it a whiff. Yeah, there's a little bit of tropical fruit in here. Kind of tropical. Yeah, some mango. Tastes like a little mango. I'm not a big mango person. I'm just a big person, but she likes mango. But I have had it. I do have it occasionally. Some grapefruit in here, too. Grapefruit in here. And a little bit of, yeah, it's mostly grapefruit. Let me give it a taste. Okay, very light, lighter than I expected. This is a very light tasting wine. It's a little dry, but it's a little dry. It's not sweet, but this is not a dry. This is kind of a very, very mild dryness to it. It has, I'm going to try another taste of this actually. Yeah, a little bit of mango, and I want to say just a hint of peach, just a little bit of peach, and I smelled some grapefruit. I'm not really getting so much the grapefruit now. I think it's a little more lemony now than it was on the nose. It was grapefruit on the nose, but I'm not really getting so much grapefruit. I'm getting more of a lemon flavor, but it's all very light. They're all very light flavors. Very pleasant, very easy to drink. This is a very easy to drink wine, and I don't really taste the alcohol in it. And I guess one reason for that is because, as we noted on the back, the alcohol content is only 11.5%. So it's very low in alcohol. So this is a pleasant wine to drink. And it's so easy to drink. It's so light and easy to drink. I could see myself drinking more of this bottle than I probably should. So I've got to take it easy on this. It's really a light tasting wine. Kind of fruity, you know, in that sense. You know, it's something, you know, that kind of a tropical, citrusy kind of fruit kind of thing. But it's very, very pleasant to drink, I think. A little creamy too. This is one of those, you know, Chardonnay is known of being a kind of a buttery kind of thing. It is. This has that kind of buttery taste to it. A little buttery mouthfeel to it. More so, though, in some respects than the wine I had at dinner. Now, what I had at dinner was I opened up a buttercream wine. This was a buttercream Chardonnay. Now, buttercream, though, we've reviewed the cherry cream before. That's from the buttercream. We've reviewed the cherry cream wine in the past, which I really enjoyed. And I have since bought a number of bottles of that over time. I really like that wine. And I can get those from Total Wine. They sell them all. Actually, they sell a three-pack that has the cherry cream, and then they have a Cabernet, which is, I forget what that one's called. there's a cab in there. And then there's that's dark cream or something. I forget what it is. And then there's the Chardonnay, which is this one, which is the another buttercream wine. So it's really, really nice. Those are really nice wines. Anyway, I got off on this tangent like I normally do. Anyway, the buttercream wines are really, really good. And that's what I had for dinner with the turkey. This one, I probably should have opened instead because my wife said she thought that, and she doesn't like dry wines. She prefers the sweets or the semi-sweet wines. So she wanted to open a Stella Rosa. So I said, well, why don't you try this one first? So I opened up the buttercream wine and poured a little bit for her. And she said, nah, it's too dry for me. And I'm like, really? Because it doesn't seem that. It's kind of light, like this one. Not as light. It's a little heavier than this one. But it still has that kind of buttery taste. Now, Tia tried it. She liked it. And it went really well with the turkey, by the way, and all of the trimmings, so to speak. So I'm thinking to myself now that I tried this wine, I'm thinking, I wonder if I should have opened this because I have another bottle of this downstairs. I should have opened this. And that was actually the wine I intended to open. Then I forgot. I opened the other one instead. It was also easy to open because it had just a twist cap. But I should have tried that one. She might have liked this one a lot better than the last one. Gee, you might have liked this one better. It's not dry in the sense that it's going to, you know, really dry things out in your mouth or anything like that. This is a very light tasting wine. It's very pleasant to drink. And it's a lot, and it's lower in alcohol than the one that I opened for you guys. I think the one that that buttercream one was, I think 14% alcohol by volume in there. I think Tommy read the label off, and that's what, you know, I looked at it. And yeah, about 14%. This is only 11.5%, so much lighter, much easier to drink. For those who don't like a lot of alcohol tasting or a lot of alcohol tasting their wines. And this is, I think, going to pair pretty well. So we're going to try it in just a moment. Let's go to the chats one more time before we try the tasting with the food, the pairing, I should say. It looks kind of quiet everywhere. But my lovely wife, she is there. It's okay. And I know there are folks watching. And Nord... Oh, no, Nodari125 is in the chat on Twitch. And Nodari425 says, shalom, shalom. Well, shalom to you as well. Very small portions. Nodari says, very small portions. And it's good to see you here, by the way. And happy Thanksgiving. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. And Tom Antio is in the chat also, and he says happy Thanksgiving. And right back at you, Tom. I really appreciate it. In fact, I've got a Thanksgiving. What do I have for you guys? This is what we have for dinner tonight for Thanksgiving. Let me see if we can pull it up here. Oh, that's not what we had tonight. This is a nice Thanksgiving thing, though. No, what we have... I'm so unprepared tonight. Isn't that obvious? All right. So what we had, this is what we had for dinner tonight. We didn't have those, but, you know, this pair of turkeys. Yeah, that's what we had for dinner tonight. All right. That's for Tom Antio. And Tia, CM Cinder, she's watching. Okay, so let's get to the pairing a little bit. By the way, Dave and Bill, thanks for checking in and liking the video, the stream. I really, really appreciate it. And let's see, we have some other folks in the chat here. Okay, just checking around. There are five chats and five different platforms, so it's taken me a minute to go through them all. Okay, let's do the pairing. Here is what we're eating tonight with the wine. We're going to try it with the wine, and we're going to try it with the... Let's try it with the dark meat first. The turkey. This is a smoked turkey from honey-baked ham. And it's really good. We have this every year. Really good. Really good turkey. Oh, yeah. Like that. And it does kind of, it adds a little tartness to the smoky flavor of the turkey. It has a little tartness to it. I like it. Very good. Very good pair. I do say that Chardonnay is probably one of the better wines to pair with turkey overall. I'm going to clear the palate for a moment. And let's go back to camera three and let's try it with the white meat, with the white meat here, the white meat turkey. Here you go. There we go. That's what we have on the fork, white meat turkey. From the same bird, by the way. Great turkey, by the way. Excellent turkey. Once again, nice. I think it actually goes better with... Now, I prefer the dark meat over the white. But I think this goes better with the white meat than the dark meat. Very nice pairing. Yeah, I like it. They work very well together. By the way, what do you prefer? Do you prefer white or dark meat? I personally prefer dark meat over white, but I'll eat the white meat. And I like the white meat in sandwiches, you know. Sliced turkey in sandwiches. That's how I like it. The dark meat, I like to eat, you know, right on the plate or even on the bone. I've been known to have a turkey leg or two. Not all at once, but... Okay, I did have a turkey. Okay, that's, we're not even going down the road right now. Yes, I'm a glutton. It's what made me the man I am today. Gluttony is not a virtue, by the way. So, kids, don't be gluttonous. Okay, where were we end up? Camera three. Back to camera three. Let's go ahead. Now, the other things we have here, I've got to tell you about this a little bit. This is amazing. We had this. Of course, these are all leftovers. What else would they be? I had this for dinner, the turkey dinner. This is a sweet potato pie. Now, there are some people that don't like sweet potato. It's really more of a sweet potato souffle kind of thing. It's a sweet potato pie. Now, let me go ahead and try it first. Then I will regale you with stories that nobody cares about. Oh, wow. Gee, you really have to try this. You have to try this wine with this sweet potato souffle or the pie that you made. Amazing. On its own, your sweet potato dish is amazing. But with the wine paired, whoa. I like it. I like it a lot. Very, very, very good. I'm impressed. So I've got to tell you about... Well, let me clear the palate first. Let's finish this. Let's finish the pairing here. Because I've got one more item to pair with here. Let's go back to camera three for a minute. Now this... Right here with the garnish in, she did a nice job for presentation. This is called a magic cake. It's something that my wife makes every year. She's perfected this recipe. And this magic cake, you could probably tell us what's in this without giving away your actual recipe. But what's on top of this, it has flan. Now, basically, I think she bakes it upside down with the flan on the bottom and the cake on top, and then she turns it over, and so you got the flan on top, and then she decorates it on top. This cake is amazing. Oh, wow. The tartness, the citrusy and tropical fruit flavors in this wine combined with this cake is unbelievable. It's I'm going to have another slice of it. I'm going to have another piece of this. Oh, man. This is this is good. A little more wine. Oh, this is awesome. Wow. You know, this wine pairs great with this Thanksgiving dinner, but I do have to warn you that, as I mentioned before, this is actually the second warning, you buy this wine, you pair it with this Thanksgiving dinner, you're probably going to overdo both. You're going to wind up, because this wine is on the lighter side, you're going to wind up probably eating more than you should and drinking more than you should, because when you've got this pairing here between the two, the food and the drink, they complement each other so well that you're going to wind up probably eating more and drinking more than you plan to or than you should have. So you want to be very, careful. At least I do. I want to be very careful and, you know, just pace yourself when you're doing this. Because that was great. That was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. That was really good. So I think that does comparing the food and the wine. Mixing my words up, and it's a little bit too early in the evening for that. So that does it for the pairing. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to say that overall, this wine is excellent. I like this wine. Now, you know, as a red wine kind of guy, I'm not really much for the white wines too much. I'll drink them sometimes. But there are very few white wines that I can really, really say, this is fantastic. There have been one or two. This is fantastic. You got to buy a bottle of this. This is one of those wines where I say, this is fantastic. You got to buy a bottle of this. If you like white wine. Now, I know some people don't like whites. They prefer reds over whites, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with any of that, or vice versa, whites over reds. My wife prefers sweeter whites. I prefer drier reds. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But I would say it's also nice every once in a while to kind of go to the other side and see what the other side's drinking. Because you never know. You might find that one gem. You might be surprised to find that one bottle of wine, that one gem that just kind of hits you, you know, and that just kind of says, this is actually a good wine. Red or white, it's all right. So I would say try it. You know, even if you don't like, if you're a red wine person, you don't like whites, you don't like rosés, someone else is drinking one that they really, really love, give it a try. You might not like it, but then again, You might find a new taste that you really didn't consider before, and it might become your next favorite wine. You just never know. Just say it works in reverse. If you're a white wine drinker, you don't like red wines, the person next to you is saying, "Hey, this is a fantastic red wine. You've got to try it." No harm in trying it and saying, "Hey, you know, maybe it'll turn you to red wines a little bit, or maybe it'll make you rethink the, oh, I hate red wines, the red wine headache and all that kind of stuff. I just can't take the tannins and they're just too dry for me, or they're just too sweet or whatever." There's always that one wine out there that that you might really find is your favorite. It might not be at all what you expected. This I didn't really expect, and I knew it was kind of be okay because I like the Pinot. And this wine from Israel, they do make some really nice wines, Barkin does. But the Chardonnay it kind of blew me away a little bit. I really like this wine. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of experts and sommeliers that disagree with me, and that's okay. Because I'm not a sommelier, I'm just an everyman that likes to drink wine. But look at it this way, it's the same sort of thing as a movie critic, right? Those movie critics that go out and they either love that movie or they hate that movie, and it turns out that the audience often completely disagrees with them. You know, there's been some Oscar-winning films that the critics just raved about, and the audiences actually absolutely hated. And in the reverse, there are films that critics have said, oh, this is a real stinker. This is a bomb. This is terrible. And it's turned out to be that film was a huge blockbuster because the audience, the public loved it. And they went out in droves to see it. And so the critics are not necessarily right. They're just, you know, they know what they like and what they don't like. It's the same thing with the wine sommeliers. They spend years, just like the film critics, spend years studying film. The sommeliers spend years and decades training their palates to pick out all the nuances of different wines. And there are a few of them out there that can even tell you on a blind taste test what region, what country, what region, and sometimes even what vineyard those grapes were grown and where that wine was bottled. I mean, pretty amazing stuff, I'd say. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're all what they like is the truth on what everybody's going to like or what is definitive as the best wine to drink. It's the wine they like, but the wine that you like might be totally different. And maybe it's not a wine that they would even care for or even consider drinking. But if you like that wine, if that's what you like, that's your personal taste and that's your personal preference. And go with that. And don't worry about what the critics think. Okay? And I'm not here to tell you what's good and what's bad about wines, period. I'll tell you what I like and what I don't like, and maybe you can use that for reference. But and I'm being just an everyman, not a trained sommelier. I'm just going to go with what my personal taste is, and you can take it or leave it as you like. But I'm just here really more. The wine is really more here as a catalyst to get here and just hang out with you. The wine's just part of the show. You and I, we're the show. We make the show. So, no, Dari, tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking. You said very small portions. What else do we have here going on? All right. So, like I said, this is only going to be about an hour-long show, and we're getting pretty close to that now. But I do want to take a few moments to just say hi out there to everyone, and I want to tell you what I'm thankful for. And we can talk about that and get in the chats and talk about what you're thankful for. It's fine. I am thankful for my lovely wife, Chi, who made this amazing, amazing dish. Oh, and I have to tell you, I was going to tell you about this sweet potato, okay? Let me tell you about the sweet potato. Okay, a short story. I got time? A few minutes. It's our show, right? we can take a few minutes. Okay, so the sweet potato souffle, every year, we buy a turkey and all the fixings from Honey Baked Ham. And Honey Baked Ham, if you're watching, this is not, I'm not asking for a sponsorship or anything like that. I'm just telling you that we really loved Honey Baked Ham turkeys and their foods there. So we make a point to do that every Thanksgiving. We've been doing it for decades now. And at least 2 decades, at least as long as Chi and I have been married, we've been doing this. So we really like it. And we had a great turkey this year as well. And we had some great foods to go along with it. With one exception, it is the sweet potato souffle. Now, one of the things that I loved about Honey Baked Ham and its foods, one of the things that was really a favorite of mine that I looked forward to, I actually looked forward to it every Thanksgiving, besides the smoked turkey, was the sweet potato souffle. And for years, they had what was, in my opinion, the best sweet potato souffle I've ever eaten. And I've had a few. I've had some in restaurants. I've had some, you know, in the buffets and things like that. I've had some in, you know, other places. But in my opinion, it was the best sweet potato souffle. Really loved it. It was a personal favorite of our families. Normally, T and Tommy, they don't eat sweet potato too much, but they liked the souffle. They really did. And we all loved it as a family. And every time we had one for Thanksgiving, everyone talked about, hey, this is a great sweet potato souffle. Well, just about the time COVID hit, a few years ago, something happened. It was not good. Apparently, they changed the sweet potato souffle. Now, why mess with perfection? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, apparently, as the story goes, and from what she tells me, what happened was the supplier that supplied them with the sweet potato souffle, the ones that actually made it, no longer made it anymore, or that they switched suppliers. I think maybe they still make it. I don't know. But they switched suppliers. They went to a different supplier for a different sweet potato souffle. And I have to say to Honey Baked Ham, if you're watching or listening now or later, please, why? You ruined a good thing, because this sweet potato souffle that we had the couple of years, we tried it 2 years. So we bought some the first year they did it. And then the second, you know, we thought, oh man, this is not good. What do? They completely changed the recipe. The next year, it was, to me, it was even worse than the first time we tried it. And it was, I did not like it at all. Let me just say, I did not like that sweet potato souffle at all. So this year, we didn't buy the sweet potato souffle, but we wanted sweet potato souffle with our Thanksgiving dinner. So what did Chi do? Well, my lovely wife, Chi, took it upon herself to go, I hit the wrong camera there. There we go. We took it upon herself to come up with her own recipe for sweet potato souffle. And she hit it right on the nose the first time she got this thing. It's amazing. This sweet potato souffle is amazing. I'm surprised there was any left for the wine stream, because we pretty much went through it at the table. So I'm really surprised we had any left at all. But I mean, we were there having seconds, and I think a couple of people had thirds. It was great. And I want to say to my lovely wife, Chi, That's amazing, and you're amazing, and you deserve a healthy round of applause for this. The sweet potato souffle, I love it. I can't rave about it enough. This is really good. And in combination with this bark and wine, it's just unbelievable. And the other thing is that her magic cake, it is, if there's such a thing as magic, that's it right there. That's it right there is her magic cake. So, and that was just phenomenal with this wine. Amazing. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out there, because getting into the things that I'm thankful for personally, I'm thankful for my lovely wife, Chi. I'm thankful for this food. I'm thankful that we live in this great country, that we can enjoy so much bounty, and that we can have these kind of foods to eat. And even though with all the troubles in the world, we're still, you know, we could be worse off. I'm just saying, we could be a lot worse off. So we're thankful for what we had. It's important to not so much be thankful for what you don't, you know. It's not so much to be wishful for what you don't have and not complain about what you don't have. It's enough to be thankful for what you do have. Does that make any sense? You know, be thankful for what you do have. Because you could go without that. So, you know, I'm just, you know, it's like the old adage about the dog, the old story. I think it was an Aesop fable or something about the dog with the bone. He comes to the river and he sees a reflection. He thinks it's another dog with a bone. So he drops his bone in the river to try to get that other bone. And it turns out that he lost both. So be thankful for what you have. Where was I going with this? Okay. I'm thankful for being here. I'm thankful for being alive. It's great to be alive. It's a great time to be alive. In spite of all the troubles, there have always been troubles in the world. There's never ever been a time in the world where there weren't troubles. I'm thankful to be alive now. I'm thankful that I have my lovely wife, Chi. She is an amazing, amazing person. I'm thankful for my kids, my two children, and I'm thankful for my family, my friends, all my relatives. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful that they're there. Those who are here now are still here. We've lost some in the last few years, but we still have each other, those of us who are still here, and we have to hang on to that and make the most of it every moment of the day. I'm also thankful for my job. I love my job. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for the opportunity to do this because I didn't really have the means to do this, you know, up until a few years ago. I really thought that, I don't really want to take the chance and invest in some of this. But, you know, I went ahead and started. I started ugly, so to speak, and started off from basically nothing, and built it up. And now I have a really nice studio where I can do all kinds of cool things. Tommy and I used it yesterday to do a live stream for By Two Way Radios, where we talk about all the deals. And you can watch that, by the way. You can go to bytwowayradios.com and watch, or go to their YouTube channel, By Two Way Radios, and you can watch the 42 minutes around this live stream on all of our cyber holiday deals. And Tommy and I went through each one of them one by one to pretty much, you know, we showed a few of the products and we talked about all of the different specials, and they really are real specials. They aren't fake. Just be clear, these are not fake deals like what you see in some of the retail stores where they mark stuff up just before they mark it down for the holidays. These are actually real deals. These are real special prices. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, we use the studio for that. We've used the studio for other things. So we've done a few other projects in here, and it's just been an amazing, it's just really cool that I have this facility to be able to do this. And the wine stream itself, being able to sit with you every Saturday night, and in this case, this Thursday, this Thanksgiving Day, to be able to sit here and for an hour or so, and on Saturday nights, an hour and a half or more, to sit back and do my favorite things. Drink wine, eat great food, and talk to my friends, to talk to you. And not necessarily in that order. You come first. The wine, it's only a catalyst. It's just great to be here with you. And I really appreciate the opportunity to do that. And for as long as you watch, whether it's 5 seconds, 5 minutes, or the whole show, it's okay. I'm just glad that you stopped by and checked it out. And for that, I really, really do appreciate it. You know, there are millions and millions of videos out there, a number of different platforms, that stuff you could be watching, but you're watching this. That, I'm honored. It's an honor to be part of just a little snippet of your time to spend with me. That's something that I really appreciate. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for this wine, too. This is actually a pretty good wine. But I'm thankful for so much. And I'm thinking, you know, for all that I have to be thankful for, what should I have to complain about? So forget the lousy sweet potato souffle that is no longer being served. She has a great substitute, which I think is even better than anything they made. Right? And so in spite of that, yeah, I mean, I'm thankful for so much. I don't need to worry about the little things. And I think we worry too much about the little things. Don't you? Just concentrate on the important things. What's important to you? And what are you thankful for? You can put in what you're thankful for. And you know what? I will actually, if you put in the chat what you're thankful for, what do we have here to give away? I'll send out a couple of these coasters, the Drink with Rick coasters, the official Drink with Rick coasters. Now, I'll tell you how to get a free pair anyway. If you go to drinkwithrick.com and leave a comment on this post, I'll send you a pair of Drink with Rick coasters. Now, I will contact you after that, just, you know, with a valid email. And you can just leave your comment in there and tell me what you're thankful for. And I will contact you back to get your valid mailing address. And I'll send you a pair of Drink with Rick coasters for free. And that goes on to the end of this month, to the end of November 2022. Does that sound good? That way you don't even have to send your self-addressed stamped envelope at this time. Now, you can if you want to. If you want a free pair, you can also send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. And you can send it. I'll show you where you can send it here in just a minute. If I can pull up camera 3 again. There we go. You can send it to Tavoya Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Savoya Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Now, I do have a limit of 2 per person, not 2 per household, but 2 per person. It's continental U.S. only because I can't really ship outside the continental United States. Continental U.S. only. But if you do that, then I will send you a pair of Drink with Rick coasters. And these are really good coasters. A lot of people have them. They're very popular with folks. I'll tell you what, this wine is very popular with me. I'm really enjoying it. I think it's time to close it up. Our 1 hour is just about closing. But in closing, I wanted to do a review, the final review of this wine. I'm loving this Barkin wine. This Barkin Classic Chardonnay, I'm not a white wine person per se, but this is a really nice wine. And as it's opened up, it's become even nicer. Aside from the, I was getting grapefruit on the nose, but on the taste, I wasn't getting that too much, but I was getting some lemon. Now, it is very lemony. Not very lemony, kind of lemony. Some little mango in there. And it's very light. It's kind of buttery. It is kind of buttery, as a Chardonnay usually is. 11.5% ABV. There's a picture of it right there. The full bottle, which I no longer have a full bottle of. I'm getting just a little bit of I'm getting a little bit of pear in there too now. And it says guavas on this thing. Peaches and guavas on the back of it. Here's the back of the wine. And it's saying peaches and guava. I'm getting a more mango. I'm not, maybe that, there is a little guava there. I don't know. I'm not really a guava person, but mango, it has a slight taste of mango in it to me. But it's pretty good. I like it. And very easy to drink. Light on the palate. I want to say. I'm surprised how light it was, actually. And it paired really well with everything we tried. It paired really well with both the dark and the white meat of the turkey. That's the smoked turkey that we have. And I'm pretty sure it'd go pretty well with a roasted turkey as well. I don't know about fried turkey. I've never had a fried turkey, to be honest. I'd like to try one of these days, but I've never actually tried one. I hear a fried turkey is very, very good. It went really well with the sweet potato souffle that she made, and also her magic cake, which has flan in it. It paired well with everything. And I think it actually really made that magic cake kind of pop a bit. You know, really made it stand out. So I really enjoyed this. I do recommend this wine. And once again, what did I pay for it again? I think it was $13.49. Yes, from Total Wine and More, $13.49 for this 750-milliliter bottle. So I am certainly thankful for that. I'm thankful that I didn't pay $15. But you know what? This wine is so good, I would have. I'll be honest with you. $15.99, I think, is where it was in some of these places. Where was it? Up New York and in a couple of places. Where was the highest one? Oh, the highest one was the Wine Connection at $16.99, California. I would have paid $16.99 for it. I probably wouldn't have liked it as much as what I did pay for it. I wouldn't have liked paying as much for it, but it was still $16.99. Yeah, I would have paid $16.99. You know, I shouldn't say anything. Just in case they're listening out there, those people who price these wines, I'd pay $18 for this wine. Okay? But I'm glad I didn't. I'm really glad I didn't. But I would have. This is that good. Yeah, I like it. Barkin Classic Chardonnay 2019 vintage from Israel. I do recommend it. Okay, I guess that pretty much does it for this Thanksgiving special. And before I go, there is one more celebrity I'd like to bring out. I didn't bring out any celebrities, did I? Well, I'm going to bring out one now. He's none other than Roadkill Bill. Yes, Roadkill Bill, the inevitable, the flattened Roadkill Bill, the wrecked up and torn up and chewed up Roadkill Bill. Because he's Roadkill Bill. And he has a special message for you. Oh, first of all, well, that's not the message. But first of all, we are having our regular Saturday night wine stream this coming Saturday night. It's still on plan, on schedule, 10 p.m. Eastern on all these venues where you're watching now. But that's not the message, is it, Bill? No, it's not. The message from Bill is do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Do not drink and drive. Think of others as well as yourself. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, call somebody who can come pick you up and take you home safely. Or the best thing to do is just stay put. Now, I have heard a rumor. I don't know if that's true or not. I have heard a rumor that, excuse me, Bill, for a second. Let me see if I can pull it up for just a minute. I thought I saw it on the news somewhere that AAA this year will do a AAA to go. I think, is that what it is? To go? AAA tow to go or something like that. Except it's not a tow to go this year. What they're doing is this year, let's see if I can pull it up. I don't know if I can pull it up. Let's see. AAA tow to go. They're doing a special deal this year where if you cannot drive because you're a little more inebriated, I'm going to check this right now just to make sure. Let me see. Drink. I don't know how to pull this up here. Drunk driving towing. Yeah, free towing drunk. That's what it is. I think that's what they're calling it. Okay, for AAA members, if you are a AAA member, and I am, I've been a AAA member for, I don't know, 25, 30 years or so, a very long time. Okay, AAA has a tow-to-go free service for impaired drivers during the holiday weekend. And apparently, if you are inebriated, you can call the number. There's a number. I think it's 855-2-TOW-2-GO. That's what that is. 855-2-TOW-2-GO, T-O-W, or 855-286-9246. 855-286-9246. Now, apparently, AAA saying that this is a last resort, you know, and basically when AAA gets there with their tow truck, they're going to take you and your car to your destination within a 10-mile radius. Now, I don't know if this is a free service or not, but I think it's for AAA members, apparently. So if you're a AAA member, then you should be able to call them under your membership and call 855-2-TOW-2-GO, number 2-GO, or 855-286-9246. So 855-826-9246, 855-2-TOW-2-GO. So if you find yourself in a situation, please, if you can't find another way to get home and you have to get home and you're a AAA member, this might be worth giving it a try, okay? Right, Bill? Right. Okay. And I say this because I want you to have a great holiday. But most of all, I want you to have a safe holiday. So you can join me here this coming Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.